Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Everybody, welcome. What a great show that we have planned for you today. First of all, I want to start out a little differently, Georgette, if we could.
Sure.
Because I am very much aware of the struggle that people are going through. And I very rarely use the word struggle, but I'm going to use it here. It's a crust-busting word, so it's very appropriate. And what I mean by that is that over the past several years, people have been hit with a whole range of life situations, emotions, right? All of the above. They've had to change. This is what hit me the other day from a woman I was talking with, one of our listeners. She said, Pat, you need to talk about this with Georgette. She said, with Why Wait? That's you, Georgette. Yes. And I said, okay, yes, because we haven't discussed it. But we are going to talk about simple strategies. We are going to talk about shedding the pounds. We are going to talk about that. But we also have to acknowledge this one thing from the past year, and I fell part of it. We stopped going to the grocery store, right? I mean, let's give ourselves a little break here. We had 3 years of adapting a new way of not so great eating, and we forget that. So it's almost like we have to, it's me. I'm retraining myself like to go to the grocery store. And we forgot that. So I wanted to have you have that conversation because what we're talking about today is really shedding the pounds, really look at how we do it. But I also know you're one person and a coach. You acknowledge what people have gone through. What do you make of that?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a fantastic point for someone to bring up. And that fits right in today. So that's really good. Yes. Part of the deal is that we all have gone through a whole bunch, and life already it's not easy. It's not easy for anybody, even if it looks that way on the outside. So we took something that wasn't easy, which was a fact that life is not easy. And we added a whole bunch of hard things to it over almost 3 years, at least 3 years. And that's on top of whatever else people are already going through. Difficulties and struggles is an okay word for sure, in every asset of life, every place. We all had stuff anyway. And then we added all this and we changed a lot of things. We changed the way we ate, changed the way we shopped. We changed the way we socialized, and some people changed the way they drank. And the way they dealt with things. And so you put all of those together. Now, all of a sudden, the message out there is rather kind of, it's not the best one. It's like, get back to normal. Everybody figure it out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way.
No.
It takes a lot of steps. And today is more of a toolbox day for us to go through some very specific things, whether it's weight loss. This can apply to other things, but weight loss is my specialty. And yes, I've had to live through this too. And I've had a lot of life-changing things through this time as well. And I've had to put my own tactics to work so that when I coach somebody, I can always say, you know, I've tried this and here's the way this works well, or let's try this or something. I feel very obligated to try things and to always be learning and growing as I go through life as well. Even if for the moment I'm at a great, if I'm at a great weight and I think I feel fabulous, there are other things. There's always something. And so I'm really glad someone brought that up, because the grocery store is a place that, we went from, every day kind of thing. It was just normal part of life to something that was almost forbidden to go to because it was out in public. Yep. Hurry up, get your stuff. There was a time when my husband and I would be wiping down the outsides of the bags at the grocery store. You know, when we got home, we did that for about 3 weeks. And then we looked at each other and thought, I don't think this is really going to work. I don't think this helps. And then, of course, we found out it doesn't help because everyone else who put the stuff on the shelf and, you know, put it through the register, they were touching it. So,
yeah. So I love that you brought that up, though, because I took my groceries out and put it in right in here in a little room, shut the door. I'm so glad you brought this up. Shut the door, put a towel on the door, put it in the room with my ozone machine, and I ozonated everything. But that just is one little thing we're talking about now.
Yes.
Now, how does that change behavior, right? We're going to talk about that. Yeah. Well, for me, I didn't get as many groceries. I took other shortcuts. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't necessarily buying the vegetables because I didn't understand. But what you're sharing here today is, let's talk about the stories we told ourselves, because that was a little story you told yourself. Clearly, I'm ozonating in this room for a year. And it wasn't a bad thing because we didn't know. But now we got to get back to what works. And I'm not going to use the word normal because we're what does that mean?
It's not a word anymore, really.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, what is. You're so very right. We all had things that changed the course of how we lived. And for most people, for the majority of people, it didn't go so well in the last couple of years. And for the occasional person here, there, the small percentage, this was a time to focus inward, get some things done, you know, clear the clutter physically and emotionally, and, you know, make some changes. A lot of people changed jobs. A lot of people left jobs and did not work anymore. Some people left, you know, were actually losing weight because they were at home. They had time to exercise. People got out more. We went to go do something we had always done, and that was to go camping, outdoor hiking, backpacking, actually. And it was packed. And I said, this doesn't happen. Well, everybody was trying to get outside. So there were some good things that happened. But when it comes to our health and our weight, we got very confused. I'm thinking we did. And I hear that from people every day who just went with it. The first couple weeks for us here at home, when we had to, you know, be at home and not outside anywhere, you know, not in public. Let's get some fun food. It feels like a storm. Let's, you know, see how it goes. And then it kept going and going. Yeah. And we realized we can't eat this way. We have to quickly go back to what we were doing. But most people did not do that. There was takeout galore because sometimes you couldn't go to a restaurant. That's what you had. Yeah. And the grocery shopping, you know, a lot of people did cook and they started to do that more. But a lot of people just grabbed things. I would watch every time I went to the grocery store, every time I felt like I had, you know, we almost like would argue who's going to go to the grocery store because it was an outing. I want to go. So 1 week, the entire, and it was a pretty big section, entire ice cream freezer in the grocery store was wiped out. Every single kind of ice cream, even the not so great flavors. And I thought, wow, what are we doing? And then I would watch every week, where's the deficit in the grocery store? And it wasn't the kind of, you know, vegetables that I was getting. It was, those were fine. You could find fruits and vegetables. You could not find the fun food, the not so good food. So I think we just didn't know how to handle that. And now that really people are still going to get sick, people are getting sick from other normal things that we get sick from. Now we have to really kind of decide where we are, not where we were, where we are and where we're going to go. Yeah. Because it's time to get back to some healthy habits for sure.
Yeah. How have you, I mean, what did you decide when you were looking at this? Because I know what we're talking about too is sort of the drama that gets created. And I want to use that word very lightly because when I say drama, some of it is around our lives and things we can't help. But there's a diet drama. There's a thing about that. You know, I mean, I know for me, I had to really, and still trying to figure out how to overturn the effects of gabapentin. And I blame myself for not being smarter about what that drug was. And by the way, that's because I had two knee replacements and my doctor thought there was a nerve thing. So, you know, in all, everything was in good faith, but I know better. I've been taught better. I didn't do my homework on it. And the effects of it require a different solution. Yeah. Einstein, you cannot solve the problem at the level it's created. And that's what I've been trying to do. But isn't that the same when we have diet trauma show up?
Absolutely. Because we tell ourselves some beautiful stories. You know, I'm never going to be able to do this because, well, it's been this way for a year or 2 years now. What's the point? I'm too old. Oh my gosh, I'm over this age. Forget it. You know, we tell ourselves everything because it's easier to stay stuck and to leave things as they are, press the easy button, than it is to roll up your sleeves and get the work done. It really is. But boy, every single time somebody works with me and they do the work and they move through all of the hard things, they are so happy that they did. There's not one person that said, gosh, that was a lot of work, you know, wasn't worth it. Everybody who tries their best with the tools that they have, they're so happy at the end. It's so worth it. And it's not as hard as we make it out to be, for sure.
You know, and that's why I want to take a short break, because when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about, and I can't say this enough, Georgette, and, you know, this is the most important thing about what you've done and what I see you do, is there is a scenario for people. And I learned this. I want to talk about this when we come back. You know, what do we do to stop dropping the weight today? What can we do? And you know, what is the myth? Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I got to be 5 days on this. Oh, but here's the other thing I want to talk to you about when we come back. This is not a one size fits all. You can Google a diet. You can try the diet. But if you don't work with somebody that's going to help you make adjustments in your life, like, you know, that Halloween candy you bought that these kids did not come and get. Where is that going? Ping pong. It is not staying in the house. What candy do you buy? Candy you don't like, so you won't eat it, but the kids will eat everything. When we come back, we're going to talk about what do we do to start dropping the weight today? What are the small steps? And what if you're more aggressive in your energy to do it? What is your motivation? And can you find support at the level that the problem was created? I know the answer. Let's take a short break, Lydia. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. made in America, and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti. Join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Georgette, before we kind of get rolling here, we're going to share a lot of practical things. And you and I had an interesting conversation during the break. I don't think we have time to share it all. But part of the conversation is you have to learn new tools because you're also changing behavior. You're also changing the cues in your body in terms of what they're used to. And we don't talk about them, but no. First off, I need to tell people how they can find out about you and tell people what you're up to get people ready for the holidays now. The holidays.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my strategies for people is to start now by doing one small thing to get ready, get yourself ready so you're not hiding in the back of the pictures at the holidays. You're not running away from food. You know how to handle it. You know what you need. So I do have a 10-week Inside Out Melt Away program, which is working so beautifully for people that are signing up with me right now to get them into the habit of how to eat well, how to balance everything, how to not cut everything out of your life, because that really doesn't work for most people, but how to do the not the one size fits all, because that's not true. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. That does not work. But what works for you? So let's take some strategies. Let's put them in place. We go kind of full on with this program, but that's because you need to be ready. You need to be committed. You need to really want your results. And so my website, georgettelepage.com, has all the details of the program. You can email me to get started. We can have a discovery session to see if we're a good fit, because that's very important for both you and for me. And let's go. Let's not wait until New Year's Day when everything's piled on even worse. You will feel worse if you wait. Let's start now. So go look at my resources and let's get going now. We have plenty of time.
Yeah. I am so glad you're on here and you're doing this. And as a matter of fact, I just want everybody to know, I am somebody that actually works with Georgette and we've been working on a very specific issue for me. One that came very unexpected. And as a result of getting my two brand new knees, which I love, everybody love it, but I didn't understand the effects of a nerve blocking drug. And so didn't research it. Like I tell all y'all to research the stuff you put in a body, but I had to take the drug. There was no way it's not going to happen. So now what we're figuring out is not a one size fits all. How do we change not only who we are and what we're doing, but Georgette, we also have to change the behavioral trails of ourselves in our body, don't we?
Absolutely.
What can we do to start today?
Yeah, absolutely. I always, when I work with someone, the first thing I do is ask them, where are you right now in your health journey, specifically in your weight loss journey, and where do you want to be? And I don't look back in the rearview mirror very often, because that's not coaching. Coaching is where are you and where are we going? We learn from the past and we take the good parts that we know and we learn in the lessons and we move forward, but it helps me as a coach to walk you forward when you know really what you want. Did you get some bad lab results and you're scared that your cholesterol is way up there and you want to do something about it? Do you want to look better in your clothes? Do you want to buy different clothes? Is it an outside kind of thing? Because we actually start working on the inside before we work on the outside, which is a big difference between my program and other programs. There's no magic pill. Those are very short term, if they're there at all. I've tried them myself short term, and I'm in it for the long term. I don't want to do this every single year at the same time. Wouldn't it be nice if Christmas, just the season approached, and you didn't have to panic that, oh my gosh, I've got 20 extra pounds, I've got to get them off now. And that just sets your mind into a really not so productive state. But everybody does things differently. And how you did something 20 years ago when that something worked for you does not mean that it still works for you now. Yeah. And the way that your sister loses weight or your friend at work or your neighbor doesn't mean that's going to work for you. That is a huge thing that I would love for every person in the world to understand. There are so many options on how to eat, how much to eat, what to eat, why to eat, and when to eat. Those are my three W's. But it's not the same. I mean, I know people that just drop weight and they look fabulous and it's so short term, and then they have to go through it all over again. And I know people that have just changed their ways and their habits, and they never have to worry about things because they're living.
Yeah.
And so you got to think about, where are you and where do you want to be? You know, have you told yourself that, you know, you're in menopause and forget it. It's doomed. I'm done. Have you told yourself the kids are out of the house now? And so forget it. This is just the way I am. I'm just their mom. You know, I don't deserve to take care of myself. So every person who starts with me has to write a list of all of the things that are great about them, and then the challenges that they find on the other side. And I guarantee the greatness is better. The list is longer every single time. Sometimes it's just right up here that we don't deserve, you know, improving our health. And it takes one small thing. And I never give someone more than two things a week to do, to work on.
Yeah.
Because it's just a lot for us.
I love that you're talking about the stories. You know, I there's so many people that I've heard in these past, I don't know, let's say the past 6 months. And they are people that are not quite the menopause story. There's the perimenopause, there's the premenopause, whatever the menopause is story. And, you know, I'm 36 and I'm having that conversation with myself, but it is a story we bought into. And, you know, okay, brilliant advertising that we all bought into it, but we so easily adopt those stories. Why is that? Why do we do that? Yeah. Are they a way out for us? Are they a way to say, it really isn't that bag of potato chips I just
Yeah. Oh, it's much easier to blame the potato chips and just say, oh, if I just got rid of those. But that's 50% true. The other 50% is, what are you thinking when you're eating those potato chips? Are you numbing? What are you numbing? What are you escaping? You know, it's so easy to reach for food to numb. And then again, something I'm not an expert in, but drinking. The amount of people that have increased their drinking in the last few years to deal with everything is huge.
I am an expert in that. And I will tell you, the numbers are understated, and it's still happening. Online purchasing of alcohol was over 500%. And I'm telling you, 500% online purchasing. And that hasn't stopped. I mean, some of it has dwindled because people are back to the stores. But remember, in my state in particular, which is unlike other places, liquor is in our store. It's in our grocery store. So when you order your groceries, but 500%, my friend Ellen says it's more like 750%. And so that in itself is a different show and different behavior, but it all contributes to what your weight is.
Oh, that's it, what sure we forget. It sure does. It sure does, for so many reasons. First of all, the content, for example, of wine is, there's so much sugar in wine in particular. Yeah. I've done a lot of researching on that, just because a lot of people say, oh, I'm just having, you know, wine every night. I'm like, well, okay, let's look at what that means. You know, forget about the effects on your body. Let's look at the content of it. What is it? The ingredients. People are shocked. They are shocked. And of course, the more you drink, the less control you have over what you eat, probably. So it's really connected. I was just working with someone recently on this, and she said, I only drink a little bit. And I said, all right, what does that mean? And so she was very honest and told me how much. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been really working on kind of dialing that back a little bit. She's almost reduced it to nothing. And she said, I never realized how it had accumulated and had just been so social for me that I just went with it. And also her eating has dialed back too, because it was very affected by how much she was drinking. So sometimes there are
big topic.
Hidden things within something else. We may be working on one thing together, and it may snowball into two or other areas of your life, which is wonderful. It's like the buy one, get one free aspect. It's so good.
But also, we're going to talk about something that we don't do, and you're going to really demystify it and take the scary out of it. And that is calendars, journals, you know, how to set some goals, how to keep them. And I'll tell you this, and I said this in the last show on something totally different, I have never been able to get to where I am today alone. Never. I mean, when I think back at my worst, I met Linda and her family, and I'm going back to 72. And I'm telling you, if I didn't meet Linda and her family, I know I'd be dead in some alley somewhere. I'm very sure of it. But for me, I've learned the value of that. I have five coaches, people or mentors I work with, because I know for myself, there's a lot I want to do. And eating, that is a thing in my family. My sister died on a hospital floor at 450 pounds. When we come back, there's a reason that I love doing these shows with Georgette. You need to learn the skills. When we come back, we're going to give you especially what some of those are. We're going to tell you how to work with these tools and to start where you can start. You don't have to eat the whole thing as a metaphor. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Georgette LePage.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Why Wait, Look Better, Feel Better, Be Your Best from the Inside Out, Georgette LePage. I want to just say this. Please go to Georgette's website. There's a lot of information on there, and it really, you know, it's the best place to go, georgettelepage.com. There are ways for you to connect with her, resources available, all of the above, and this really is the time. Her motto is this, and this is something she believes in and really teaches and helps people with. Feel better, look better. So usually in our society, it's like the other way around. And when we do it the other way around, look better, rarely can we get to feel better. So this is it. Feel better, look better, be your best self. And we're going to talk about the tools now, Georgette, that are essential for people. You have a range of them, right?
Yeah.
But how do we set ourselves up for success? See, that's, I'm really looking into the success word these days.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, you have to know where you are and you have to know where you're going. And then how you get there are the tools that we put in place. So, for example, where are you right now? Are you a specific number of weight more, pounds more than you'd like to be? Are you just feeling tired and sluggish all the time without energy? Are you not eating well? Are you eating only like processed foods and all junk food? Are you eating out all the time? So really get specific about where you are in your health. And then figure out a very reasonable goal, like where you want to go. You can have a super long-term goal, but it's really very effective when you have a goal that is between, like, for example, 4 and maybe 10 or 4 and 12 weeks. So like between now and in a 2 months, 1 month, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
If you say, okay, if you do any more chunking than that at a time to get started, it's overwhelming. And most people will quit and they'll say, never mind, I've made it 2 days. I can't do it. Never mind. So get a very clear goal and a realistic goal. So if you'd like to lose, for example, 10 pounds before Christmas. Okay. I'm just using that as an example because that's in our world right now. So you got a couple months. Okay. All right. A little under a couple months. That can be done, but what has to be done to do that? And as opposed to like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by Christmas. Well, if you were to talk to a coach would tell you, a pound or so a week is healthy. You'll get a spike here and there of more pounds. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit less some week. That's probably someone needs to be very honest with you and tell you, let's make it realistic. Okay. So pick a goal. Where are you now? Where are you going? And along the way, you have to have so many small steps. Like, for example, I put everything on a calendar. I have an electronic calendar, but I am so in love with my paper calendar.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's very tactile for me. I like to write things. I like to check things off. So I would suggest getting yourself a calendar in your, digital or paper, and write the goal down. It's almost like you're making a promise to yourself. And when you take a really nice calendar and you start marking it up, you're committed. That shows commitment when you're going to mark up your calendar. And put the little goals along the way. Check on yourself maybe every week. And there's a controversy out there, about weighing yourself, if that becomes part of it. We've done a show on that before, the scale.
Yeah.
You do what works for you. I personally suggest no more than one time a week, just because your body fluctuates so much, you could get so discouraged and thrown off and obsessed with that. And you'd be overlooking all of the tools and the steps to it. So just set it up with a coach for you or what you would like to do and put it on the calendar so that it's like an appointment. And once you honor what's on your calendar, like an appointment, like you've invested in it, it gets done,
yeah.
Right? And some people need to journal their food. Some people need to really know, what am I actually eating? And for some of my clients, that works. For some of them, it's too much. And so for the ones that want to do that, I suggest, you just write out all your food. Okay. You're not trying to change it yet. Just write it all down. Sometimes when it's in front of you, it's a lot more revealing than when it's in your brain and you think you had a great day with your food. But once you see it on paper and someone, like myself would look at it, you'd be like, okay, let's see where we can make some tweaks here. So there's something about writing things down, whether it's a list of things, journaling, food diary, or putting your little checkpoints on the calendar. So I would highly recommend that. Even if it's a 1 month goal, put it on the calendar and put little benchmarks along the way. Because we don't stand at the bottom of a staircase and look up and just do a, Wonder Woman jump to the top. We have to take one step at a time. And weight loss is so much that. It is so one small thing that may seem to take forever. But in the end, all of the little things add up to a pretty great result. You just have to have patience, motivation, and you have to want to do it.
Yeah. I was on a group call with some of my friends, maybe a month ago. I don't remember exactly when it was, a little while ago. And I was fascinated about a couple of things. I want to hit you with them real quick.
Yeah.
I was fascinated with three comments in particular. One was, I think this whole idea about building muscle doesn't apply for people over 50. Mm-hmm. And I was like almost ready to ask, where'd you hear that from? And so there's a question. What is the importance of building muscle? Now, I say that you're not going to go part of the Weider group of muscle building, the Schwarzenegger book, although I do have his book, because I used to do a lot of power building for my sport. But people should know that there is a benefit to muscle building, and you could do it with bands. If you can't walk, you can do it in a chair. But that comment, I just bit my tongue because I was not an expert, although I know what I've read. Everything I read says building muscle is like a good thing. I don't know. What do you think about that?
100%. And it's not something I love when I lift weights. I don't love it because in the beginning, I was afraid I was going to become a bodybuilder. And my husband said, that's not how it works unless that's what you do for hours. But you have to be able to take care of yourself when you get older. Your bones, just the density of your bones is not the same. You have to be able to lift your own stuff. You have to be able to pick up that grocery bag. You have to be able to move things around, and you want to take care of yourself. So you have to stay strong. And lifting weights, I'm not saying like 10 hours at the gym. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a trainer, so I don't have a specific recommendation, but I always have people I refer people to for that. And
exactly.
It's huge. It is huge, especially for women. We're not going to become the Hulk. Don't worry. You can if you want to be. But for the most part, you know, you're going to replace your fat with muscle, and it takes up less space, actually, which is a good thing.
You could become like Gal Gadot. You could, you know, I mean that. So look, I love that you answered that question because you're right about it. I had a couple friends that were not mobile. I bought them one of the sit down and you build your like that. I have a Fit Gym, and it is one of the things that you move around with your body weight. And then I also have my crazy little stair thing I told you about that I thought was elliptical, but it's not. But the point is this, you nailed it before. If you start out, especially somebody like me, I have trained all my life. I play a sport. Somebody said to me about a week ago, I heard you're talking about the training you do for ping pong. How heavy is the ball? And I'm like, I sent him some video clips of me playing, and then he emailed me back. He said, oh, but that's not the point. The point is you got to start somewhere. The journal will help you start somewhere. Can I give a warning? Mm-hmm. Here's the warning. Please listen to what Georgette is saying, because you're going to Google this and you're going to get these training programs. They're going to tell you, it's going to say beginners. And I will tell you that half of them beginner programs are not really beginners. You just have to modify and you have to adjust it for what you want to achieve. So that was the first comment about muscle. And I really wanted you to talk about it because that has to go in a journal. Now there are the bands, right? Yep. That's muscle building. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have got to keep moving. Movement is a huge part of your health. What you put in your mouth is 80%, you know, and the 20%, you can't outrun your food, first of all. And we talk about that a lot. But you have to move. You have to be moving. You have to be building muscle and getting all the nutrients that you need. It is so connected. It is so connected. You don't want to be, you know, old and not be able to take care of yourself someday.
You want to move around.
You want to enjoy life. So starting now with something, I don't care how old you are, is so much better than just sitting back.
Yeah.
So much better.
I totally love this. You know, let's talk about this too, as we go forward, because we're talking about success here. See, that's the only thing I want to focus on. I'm starting an entire campaign on the word success. It has such a bad rap.
Yeah, it does.
At least when I grew up in the business world, it had a bad rap. It has the same bad rap as excellence, but we're talking about personal success and personal excellence, not by some book somebody's going to send you. I want to just ask you this before we go to break, and then I want to ask you how to compromise. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of great friends. I have amazing listeners. The listeners email me. I got an email from somebody a couple of months ago after one of the shows we did, and it was something like, I'm really excited. I'm really jazzed. I'm already planning my, this is going to be the wrong word. It's not plastic surgery, but I'm already planning for my future of when I lose the weight, how to help my body look and feel better. Now, I don't know where she is. I'm not going to mention any names. I know she listens to the show. And there are some people that I want to say, if you could put some money aside to take care of yourself and get somebody like Georgette to work with, highly encourage you, because it is a rough road to do it alone. My sister could not do it. I watched her from a very young age gain weight, drop weight, and then give up. GeorgetteLePage.com. We're going to take a short break, everybody. But here's what's exciting about what we're going to talk about. Can we swap and sail? As the same woman said to me, Georgette, you think about this when we come back. She said, I know I got to give up the sugar. And I know the thing I read from wherever she read it says only eat green vegetables. But she says, you know what? I'm going to give up the sugar, but I am going to eat carrots and beets. Let's take a short break. She's so smart. Let's take a short break. She must have read something on your site. Because when you hear these diets that say, only eat green this, only eat green that, but yet you've been eating 6 pounds of sugar, is there an in-between? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life. Discover the 7 dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Georgette, I know this is a passion. I want to take a moment before we really talk about some real life things people can do to make a change today. Please tell people how they can get in touch with you. Tell them what you've made available. All of the above, please.
Yes. My website is GeorgetteLePage.com, and there's a contact button there so that you can email me and we can set up a discovery session so that we can see if we're a good fit to work together, and I can tell you more about my 10-week Inside Out Melt Away program.
Yeah.
And on the website, please look. I've spent a lot of time putting different blogs there that have incredible content. Our show is linked there. I write for Brains Magazine. Those articles are there. Please grab whatever you can, because I think today something that's surfaced is that The information in front of us about health and food and weight loss is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is not factual, is not true. Like we were just talking, you know, about someone who was unsure about certain diets and certain ways to eat. And is this vegetable better than that vegetable? I'm here to tell you all vegetables are lovely and wonderful. Some give you different vitamins than others. Great. But so there's no bad vegetable. Let's put that out there now. And there are a million ways to swap your food. And I think that's very practical as the holidays are coming up. And rarely do I have a client who is like, okay, I'm going to go cold turkey. I'm taking out every single piece of sugar I'm taking out because sugar's a show all in itself. And we've done some of those, but I don't have somebody that wants to totally turn their life upside down, like 100%, like right off the bat. So I'm more of the moderation, like, okay, let's take what you're eating. Let's swap out some things. Let's get it better. We have the good, better, best, the three different things. When you're out and about and you're at a party, and you know, and you're going to go eat something and you're not sure, ask yourself, is it good, better, or best? Are those options for you there? For example, if you go to, because, you know, parties are coming up, if you go to a party, there's a lot of food. You see all these desserts at the dessert table. Leave that to the end. Okay. Yeah. Leave that to the end. Go to the other things first. Look for the vegetables. Look for the more filling things like that. Kind of limit, you know, I'm not here again as a nutritionist at all, but I'm saying limit the extra things that are heavy and carb loaded. Carbs are very good for you in a small amount. So there's another myth. Okay. You don't have to get rid of all your carbs. Normally when people do that, they get all nervous and they feel deprived. So not true. There are better carbs for you than other carbs. And when we work together,
is that even possible? I mean, honestly, in the world we live in today,
no,
that's like, I mean, it's easier to get rid of no fat than it is to get rid of no carbs. And I'm not saying you should do that.
Yeah. So that's one of the myths. Go no carbs. You know, we've all done it before. It's very, very hard. There's some really good carbs for you. And just like people say sometimes, you know, take all the fat out. You need healthy fats. Yep. So unless you're on a specific diet, which some are, you know, and there are some things for health reasons.
Yeah.
So when something tells you to, like, there's only one way to do it, to get rid of everything, you kind of want to run away because that's not the way. So go to a party and be ready. Maybe you want to eat before you get there so you don't have to focus on the food anyway. Maybe you take a tiny plate. I love the tiny plates. Idea. Take a smaller plate. When your food is on there, that's what you get. And you're going to be happy with it. You eat slowly, you enjoy it. And then by the time you get to the dessert table, pick one if you want to. Just pick one, make it good. Go for quality.
Yeah, pick the good one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you playing to win or you're playing not to lose? When it comes to dessert, play to win. But
exactly.
That's what we're talking about. I got a question that came in from JC. Oh. She says, JC, how about monk fruit sugar? You know, where do you stand on
it?
That's a great question because we didn't cover that. And it's really, by the way, FYI, read the monk fruit label before you buy the bag, because rarely is it monk fruit. It usually has xylitol or something in it. But monk fruit is a big thing in the keto world. That's a good sugar question.
It is a good sugar question. And, you know, there's no, like, there are so many kinds of sugar. There used to be only one kind of sugar, you know, the granulated white sugar. Now there's coconut sugar. There's every single kind of sugar. I stay away from most of them. I don't do any artificial sweeteners. Some people do. That's a whole show.
Artificial
sweeteners and how the 80s came about. You know, all the packets, the pink packets and the blue packets and everything.
Big hair and pink packets.
Yeah. I would say number one thing to make sure, you know, and I don't have like an exact science on the monk fruit.
Yep.
I have never had it before. I just choose not to because of usually the other things that are in it. So you have to read the labels.
You really have to look at it.
If it's so complicated that you can't pronounce something, it's probably not the best product.
Right.
Or if it's so long of a list, you want to really think about that. But I could do more research on that and you could certainly
look. No, I think it's a great, I think it's a great answer because it really ties in. You're not really saying to people, get rid of everything. I did not hear you say that.
No, I never
do. And so, you know, if somebody's already made an adjustment and saying, I got a comment. So my phone, they have my phone now. This is good. My cell phone. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I only use it for my coffee. Okay. I got it. All right. So that this goes back to what you were talking about. Yeah. We're talking about like not extracting everything.
Yes.
Yes. Great thing. But look, we're talking about stepping into how do we help people now? I love the healthy food swap thing.
Yeah.
You got some really, you got some cool things. You got like Sweet Saturday and sugar-free holidays and elimination versus moderation. And that's actually what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listener is listening who we allowed her now not to have to be carrot-free and beet-free.
Yeah,
but this is the confusion.
Yeah, it is confusion. It is.
This is what people that are really trying have to sift through.
I know, because a lot of people come to me and they're like, I don't know where to start because I'm so overwhelmed. One person says this is good. One person said this is bad. So what do I do? So we sift through the facts and I do a lot of research myself when someone's saying, you know, I'd like to think about this way of eating. And then, you know, I say, you know, all right, let's work here now today. I'll get back to you next week about that. I had someone just recently talk to me about, you know, intermittent fasting. And so I know that's something I do. So, but I
do
never,
it too.
Yeah. And I never, I mean, before I did it myself, I didn't really have the tools to talk to someone else about it. But now that I do it, I know the good parts, the difficult parts and the value and all that. And so this person, you know, she was trusting me that if I didn't have all the answers, I was going to find that what I needed to find. And that's what a coach does for you. A coach is your advocate. And a lot of people say, I just need someone to listen to me. I need someone to listen. I need someone to walk alongside me. And I need someone to give me professional advice. And that is exactly how it goes down. But as the holidays come up, I have something called Sweet Saturday. So that started when my son, we're not much time left. My son was little when he was a kid. And that was like, we only allowed him to have one sweet on a Saturday. So it became Sweet Saturday. And as he got older, you know, that kind of went away a little bit. But I will do that for myself too, but my big thing is going like with no sugar, no treats or any of that kind of thing because I concentrate on the other foods from September. This year it was September 11th and it's going to be till the 23rd of December. And so I'm halfway through and I feel great. Just went to the doctor for a checkup the other day. I feel fabulous because I know all of that around me right now. It's too easy for me. It's too easy. So I took away my obstacles.
Yeah. But I love this because that's setting a conceptual goal. See, I love that you always coming up with these conceptual goals. Yeah. And, you know, the reason I like them is because when people participate in something like that, there's more of a motivation.
Yeah. And it has to be something you want to do. If you, you know, if you don't like cutting back on something, we'll find another way. But we're never going to cut out everything because that's not sustainable. It really isn't. Very, very few people in the world can do that. So, but this is a great time of year to get to let's get going. I mean, message today, one small step at a time. Yeah. And we've given you some pretty good tools and you go to my website. There are more and contact me. I'll give you even more.
But that's really the point that I want to really ask you about. I really want to hear your personal message for people because so often we take something off the shelf and this is not a one size fits all.
Yeah, absolutely. That is what we've talked about so clearly today. So don't worry about what other people do. Don't worry about what has worked for other people. Don't worry about what's, you know, been your best thing in the past. Let's take all those tools that you have already. Let's put them together. Let's move forward one step at a time. Let's get started. Get it on a calendar, let's get a plan, and let's make the commitment that this year's going to be different.
I love it. Georgette, give out your website. Thank you so much.
Okay, georgettelepage.com. Come and find me.
All right, everybody. And remember, there's so much there. Read the blogs, read the articles, and know that you can start anywhere. That's the message from Georgette today. And know that we absolutely believe in you. And I could not get to all the messages on my phone, but we'll do it next time. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Georgette.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit georgettelepage.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.